Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
All right, it's Beat the Freaks time. We got Amanda on the line. How you doing this morning?
Oh, good.
Let's see you. It's $800. You better geek up here a little bit because we got to get your best of the best. If you're going to get this money. Now, you got a choice between me or Davi. Who you think you can beat?
Oh, Davi.
All right, these are going to be political questions today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're going to be hard.
Okay. Oh,
no. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
the
sorry.
Day.
I apologize for her already. Let's see how you do.
Okay, but a lot of them have multiple choice, so don't stress out. Okay. How many electoral votes does a candidate need to secure victory in the Electoral College? Is it 250, 270, 300, or 320?
270.
270 is right. All right, number two.
Which of these states has the most electoral votes up for grabs in 2020? Is it Florida, Illinois, North Carolina, or Georgia?
Five.
Florida. Four.
Mm. There you go. All right, that's two for two.
Who was the first president to be elected while losing the popular vote? Was it George W. Bush, Benjamin Harrison, Donald Trump, or John Quincy Adams?
Five.
Donald Trump.
No, nope. Not right. Let's see number four.
The attack on Pearl Harbor took place in which month? January, March, or December?
December.
Mm-hmm.
December is right. Okay. Man, I don't know either. You're a great student or you're a great guesser. Let's see what you're doing. Number five.
Okay, this is true or false. George Washington was the only president to be elected unanimously by electors.
True.
That is true.
Okay.
Four out of five puts a ka-chung moment on this right here. $800 on the line. Davi's walking in with the weight of the world on his shoulders. Let's play.
How many electoral votes does a candidate need to secure victory in the Electoral College? Is it 250, 270, 300, or 320?
Five, four,
350.
270.
Okay, you need the rest of these.
Geez.
Okay. Which of these states has the most electoral votes up for grabs in 2020? Florida, Illinois, North Carolina, or Georgia?
Five, four,
Florida.
Three. Yes.
That is correct. All right.
Okay. Who was the first president to be elected while losing the popular vote? George W. Bush, Benjamin Harrison, Donald Trump, or John Quincy Adams?
Five, four, three,
Trump.
Two.
The first president. John Quincy Adams.
Money's gone.
All right, number four. The attack on Pearl Harbor took place in which month? January, March, or December?
March.
No.
Yeah, we're giving away all the money.
December. All right, true or false? George Washington was the only president to be elected unanimously by electors.
True.
That is true.
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
Amanda.
Man.
Amanda, it's election day. It's stressful for many people, but can you tell them what you just did?
Oh, I just beat the freak.
Yeah!
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.